Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Now, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about how your values can be one of the main sources of angst and stress in your life. And that is down to one of three reasons. So if you want to hear what those three reasons are, then stick around. But I've just got a little thing I want to share with you first. Now, what I'd like to start on this show is a bit of a regular slot, unpicking your head trash. Now, I get quite a lot of emails from people who have downloaded the five-step process and who need a little bit of help unpicking what's going on for them. So what ends up happening is they end up emailing me a little bit of an overview as to what's going on for them. And then I sort of email them back with my thoughts on how they need to start tackling it and almost a list of what their head trash clearance to-do list looks like. And I thought, actually, what would be more useful is if I talked about some of this stuff and read it out for you and shared it so that you could all benefit from hearing me unpick other people's head trash. But for me to do that, I need you to write to me and let me know what's going on for you. So if you'd like me to talk about what's going on for you on the show, don't worry, I won't give anything away. You can be completely anonymous, but please let me know and I will do that. So write into me at the Head Trash site at hello@headtrash.co.uk and just tell me what's going on for you. And then what I will do is I will read out and I will talk about how you can start to unpick what's going on and some of the questions that you might need to start asking yourself and seeking the answers for that will help you to start clearing your own head trash. So feel free to write in and let me know that whatever you're sharing with me is something that you are happy for me to read out on the show. Of course, I won't be sharing any names, so it is all confidential, but it really is for the purposes of letting other people listen to how I'm unpicking that and how that might be useful and relevant to them. Okay, so now back to today's show, values and how they can be one of the main sources of angst and stress in your life. Now, if you listened to last week's show, which was all about the head trash cycle, and that was, in case you didn't hear it, the head trash cycle is my way of explaining where your head trash comes from. Because for me, I want to help you to clear your stuff. And I truly believe that if you know where it comes from, it helps you to start getting rid of it. And one of the main sources of head trash in your life are your values. So what are your values? Well, your values are what you value in life, what you find, what's important to you. It's they're like your moral compass, your inner guidance system. It's what guides your behaviour. It's how you prioritise things. And fundamentally, it's one of the things that underpin who you are. So what are your values? Well, values might include things like friendship, freedom, independence, creativity, honesty, politeness, respect, all that kind of stuff. Now, you're going to have probably a set of core values that are unlikely to change throughout your life, maybe 10, 12, that kind of thing. But they might sort of shift about in priorities as you move through various stages of your life. However, that isn't to say that they can't change. And for many, a significant life event can force them to rethink what their values are. So even something like parenthood or losing somebody dear to you can start making you rethink what your values are and what is important for you in life. And of course, we've all heard of reformed criminals who are now, you know, they've seen the light and they're now choosing to live life very, very differently. And that is a reflection of a different set of values that they've adopted and they're choosing to live by. So there's nothing to say that you can't change your values, but if you want to start changing your values or addressing them, you first need to know what they are. So let me ask you this. Do you know what your values are? Have you ever taken the time to reflect on that question and to give it some thought? Maybe write it down, maybe do some value elicitation exercises to help you understand what your values are. If you haven't, not to worry. And I've got a lovely little exercise that I'd love to share with you that if you want to get a hold of it, then feel free to email me at the show. But I'll talk about that more a little bit later on. But back to your values and whether or not you know what they are. Now, if you don't know what they are, then it's very worthwhile trying to find out. But let me tell you this, those people all around you will know what they are because your values are evident in your behaviour and everything that you do, everything that you say, you know, all your actions are your values out in the open for people to observe. So if you don't know what your values are, maybe ask those around you. Okay, now I mentioned at the beginning of this show that there are three reasons why your values can be a main source of your head trash. And that's what I'm going to go through next. So the first reason that your head trash can be made worse by your values are that your values are in conflict. And so this basically means that some of them are essentially competing with each other. And so they'll be trying to drive your behaviour in different directions. And this means that you can suddenly start feeling like maybe you're being pulled apart inside. So let me give you some examples. So for example, independence and family, while those two are very, very worthwhile values, you can see how they might start creating a little bit of conflict in your life, where you're striving for independence. You might want to travel the world. You might want to do your own thing, stay out with friends, all that kind of stuff. And all that stuff can be very much in conflict with family and stability and being back at base, looking after the little ones and all that kind of stuff. Now, another pair of conflicting values might be freedom and security. So you might value security very, very highly because maybe you had an insecure upbringing or there was a lack of stability in your upbringing. And so you really seek out security and it's very, very important to you. But also you seek out freedom. And freedom doesn't necessarily sit very well with security because, again, freedom might invite you to go off travelling and seek out a much freer way of living, whereas that doesn't necessarily mean it's a secure way of living. And so you see, you can have a little bit of conflict between your values, but that's no reason to say that that conflict can't be resolved and that these values can't coexist together and work well together as opposed to competing with each other. So what are some telltale signs that your values might be in conflict? Well, I mentioned one already, and that's that feeling of being pulled apart inside, that kind of internal tug of war where you might even say the words out loud. I just feel like I'm being pulled apart inside. You know, I get a lot of people just saying those words to me. That can be a real telltale sign that you've got values in conflict. But some other obvious telltale signs of having values in conflict include having some self-sabotaging or self-defeating behaviours where you are the source of your own angst, where you're your own worst enemy, where you get in your own way and you keep preventing yourself from experiencing success. This is another classic where, again, these values are pulling in different directions, and because they're conflicting, you're actually preventing either value from fully expressing itself successfully. So that can be another telltale sign. And another one is where you maybe repeat negative patterns of behaviour. You keep going round and round in circles and you can't seem to get out of this negative pattern, even though you know it's a negative pattern. And even though you know that the next stop on this pattern is going to be horrible and messy and yucky, you just keep going through it and you can't seem to get out of the groove. So those are three classic telltale signs that your values might be in conflict. Now, the second way that your values can be affecting your levels of angst and stress in your life and giving you head trash are that your values are out of balance. So this explanation is going to involve me talking about opposites. So if you haven't heard the show before, then you might not be familiar with my talking about the law of opposites. So I would encourage you to go and seek out other shows, but those that are regular listeners of the show will know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the law of opposites. And so when your values are out of balance, what I mean by that is when you have a value, there is going to be an equal but opposite value at the other end. So for example, let's just for the purposes of this, talk about generosity and its opposite, one of its possible opposites, which is selfishness. So if your values are out of balance, then I would imagine that if you value generosity highly, then it's likely that you will not value selfishness, and you might even hate selfishness. And so if you're out of balance with these, then that means that you will probably get sucked to one end of these in a very unhealthy way. So, for example, some people are generous beyond belief, but actually in a not a very healthy way. So they might always put people first, always give their time to others, always say yes because they want to be generous. They might go out and flash the credit card and make sure everybody's got a drink and they buy champagne, even though they can't afford it, because they want to be seen as being generous. So that isn't that's not a very healthy way of being generous, because actually it's costing them quite a lot, whether that's financially or whether because you keep saying yes to people and the personal cost there is quite significant. But you might also get sucked to the other end, to the selfishness end. So even though you hate selfishness and you really hate it in others, you take part in it all the time. And in fact, you're very selfish, except you hate yourself for being that way and you can't help yourself for doing it. So even though you would love to be more generous, you think of yourself as a generous person, but actually you're very selfish and that is all you are able to do, because you kind of just get sucked down to the selfish way of behaving. So when you are in balance with your values, what you're able to do is actually have a happy medium between the two. Because you can value something very highly, but still be okay with taking part in doing its opposite. Because let's face it, let's stick with the selfishness generosity explanation or example that I'm using at the moment. Yes, it's very worthwhile to be generous, but sometimes it will be very important to be selfish. You know, sometimes it will be worthwhile saying no to people and protecting yourself because you want to look after your health, you want to look after your family. And if you're not healthy, if you're not in a good place, then how can you possibly help others? And so it's important to be able to act with both ends of the opposite scale of these values in a mindful way and choose where you want to behave on the scale. Because it's only when you're able to behave mindfully with your values that really you'll be doing it in a healthy way, as opposed to being sucked at either end and doing it in an unhealthy way. So I hope that that kind of makes sense when I talk about your values being out of balance. But let me just talk about the telltale signs of what values being out of balance might look like. So for example, other people might experience your values differently to what you think your values are. So again, let's go back to that selfish, generous pair that we're talking about. Again, you might think that you're generous and generosity is very, very important to you. And yet other people experience you as selfish. And so there you have a classic mismatch between what you think you are and how everybody else experiences you. You know, the same might be said for somebody who values integrity and honesty very highly, except other people experience them as lying, as going behind their back and going back on their word. So again, these two are very good examples of how you might want to be a certain person and you certainly value it, but you find it very difficult to behave in that way. Now, let me go on to the third way that values can be a main source of problem for you. And this is when other people tread on your values. So what do I mean by that? Well, other people behave in such a way that conflicts directly with your values. So let's say you value politeness and respect, and you witness somebody else being rude. Now, they don't have to be being rude to you particularly, but you will feel an almost slow rage starting to build up within you, as almost as if you're taking this personally. And the reason that you're starting to respond in a way that it almost is a direct attack on you is because somebody has trodden on your values. And it's this that leads us to getting really annoyed all the time by other people, because they're basically just walking all over our values. So if you find that you're getting really wound up, annoyed, enraged by other people's behaviours and by their actions, this is what it's down to. It's basically because they're just walking all over your values and their behaviour is in direct conflict with your values. So those are the three ways that values can be a source of angst and stress in your life. So I mean, just recap, your values can be in conflict, they can be out of balance, or other people can tread all over them. So now that we kind of ripped apart the wound, poured salt on it, you know, did all that kind of horrible, yucky stuff, you know, you're all sitting there in agony now going, yes, okay, my values are a mess. How do I fix this? Well, let me tell you how you fix this. You take our five-step process and you take your values and you neutralize them. So you apply the values and their opposites using our five-step process, and that will clear the energetic imbalance that you might be experiencing around your values. So when it comes to your values being in conflict, it means that your values will now be much better able to sit and coexist together rather than fight each other. When it comes to being out of balance, they will no longer be out of balance because they will be in balance. You've created neutrality with your sets of opposites. And then when it comes to other people treading on your values, then that means that when they do tread on your values, it won't bring out a rage in you. You kind of will be okay with that happening because, again, your values are in balance. So don't you see now that just by addressing the values part of the head trash equation can really start to massively impact your life in such a brilliant way and start reducing the level of angst and stress in your life. Now, earlier on during the podcast, I did mention that I had a lovely little exercise, values exercise, to help you to figure out what your values are. Because let's face it, doing any of the things I've suggested is going to be really, really hard if you don't actually know what your values are. And you might not have the courage or the balls to start asking those around you what your values are. So wouldn't it be much easier if you could figure that out for yourself? So I've got a brilliant exercise that I'm happy to email you that will help you to figure out what your values are and then what you need to do with the values to start reducing the excessive charge that might be creating all this angst and stress in your life. So if you want a copy of that exercise, just email me at hello@headtrash.co.uk and I will email that straight over to you so that you can have a go at clearing the impact that your values being out of balance or in conflict can have on your life. So I hope that this podcast has been useful for you. Certainly, if you do decide to follow my instructions, that's what they are. If you do what I've said and what I've suggested in the show, I can guarantee, hand on heart, and I am putting my hand on heart, you've probably heard me bang my chest as I did that, you will notice a massive, massive difference. And I see this all the time with my clients. I really do. And so this really can be a huge source of change and shift in your life. So if you do want to rise up to the challenge, then please email me, at hello@headtrash.co.uk, or just come to the Facebook page and let me know there. Then I will send you a copy of my values exercise so that you can sort this out once and for all. Okay, now remember earlier on in the show, I did mention that I'm going to be doing the Unpicking Your Head Trash episode. So remember, if you want me to help you unpick your head trash, then please do send in what you're going through to me and let me know that you're happy for me to discuss it on the show. And I will read that out and help you to unpick your stuff here on the show. So I hope that you found today's show interesting and useful. And I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.